sinner. Father, I have sinned against thee and against heaven in thy sight and in God's sight. He knew exactly, he came to that point, the end of his tether. And we'd love that some tonight would just come to the end of their tether, realizing they are the sinners for whom Christ died. I am a guilty sinner, that was me. But Jesus died for me. So here's the prodigal. And he meets the father. And the father runs and they embrace. It's the same kiss. He kisses his son repeatedly on his neck. And there is a father's kiss of rejoicing, the kiss of reconciliation, and the kiss of compassion. My son and his dear wife are in the Philippines with their three children. My son, as a lad, teenager, the children really didn't give us any hassles. We might have thought at the time they were giving us hassles. But Stephen, his mum had said something and upset him about his beloved girlfriend, that was Ross. And he got into a temper over it. I intervened. Strong lad, 17 or 18. He could have flattened me. And I remember coming and I felt the force of his weight as I was pushed against the wall. He didn't hit me. He held back. And I said, "How dare you?" And he went through the door. And he got into his car. And he was about to drive. We closed the gates in the yard. He was about to drive right through the gates. And then we decided we'd open the gates and let him go. And we did. Hadn't heard anything for a week to a fortnight. Rosalind didn't know where he was. We didn't know where he was. One night the phone rang. Little voice, quivering, said, "Dad, I'm sorry. Can I come home? Can I come home?" We said yes. He came home and we embraced the kiss of reconciliation. When you come to the point that you realize that you're a sinner before God, at the end of your tether, and you cry to God, "Can I come home?" He's waiting. He won't force his love on you. "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Will you come? Because he's waiting. He'll receive you. And he'll embrace you with that kiss of reconciliation.